Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
Is that what you're plugging in now?
I'm plugging in. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
You've all got your bikinis with you, haven't you?
I've got bikinis.
Yeah. A hot tub.
Yay! Yvette and Glenn.
Spilling it everywhere.
Wired to the health spa.
I know. I'm so excited. Have I got mine on back to front? It feels like it's on back to front.
Yes, you have your tits hanging out.
Oh, do you know? I'm sorry about that.
I'm very buoyant.
Stop latching on.
It's podcast 59, everybody.
Yay! Yay! Oh, do you know? Do you know? I've just looked up and seen a cobweb.
Oh,
I'm very upset.
In my kitchen.
It's outrageous.
I mean, I go in the kitchen all the time. Why should there be a cobweb in there?
Because you're a witch.
I thought last time you saw a cobweb was when you spread your legs.
Oh, Glennon.
I could have expected that from Kylie.
Kylie? Oh, dear. Well, here we all are in our kitchen. We're not in Drawlston, we're in mine and Carl's kitchen. And we have the lovely Agnes with us, who's looking more radiant than ever, and the beautiful mum, Ange, with her gorgeous dog, Maggie, on her knee. And if you hear any... Well, actually, they're quite quiet at the moment, but no doubt they'll get lively later on.
This is a month of podcasts in the same place.
I know. It's amazing.
Incredible. Now then, to get things underway, would you like a chocolate finger? Because I brought some ordinary chocolate fingers again for you.
I'm disappointed.
Why?
No, I'm disappointed.
Well, there were no snowy ones still. That's why.
Why can you not find... You're the only one that hasn't, but I will have a finger. Hang on a minute, this is back to front.
What?
We need to open the crisps first before the fingers.
Well, I was just mixing it up a bit.
All right then, I suppose. Hey!
Maggie's getting interested in the chocolate fingers. And also, last time we had the terribly, terribly tasty, terrible crisps. What were they called? Tyrrells.
Oh, yeah,
so
we've got this chunk.
Well, for a special treat,
here we go.
This week's crisps are Kentucky Fried Chicken, Walker's Zinger flavoured, double crunch, rich crisps.
Wow. Are they vegetarian?
Well, it's potato.
Glenn's going.
Yes.
I imagine so, actually. Yeah. So, Zinger flavoured KFC crisps.
Wow. I'm going to have a look at these.
Made by Walker's.
I'm very impressed, Glenn. I'm also starting to miss my cheesy balls, though, I have to say. Suitable for vegetarians!
There you go!
Yay! I'm impressed!
Open those bad boys up.
Ready? Yay!
Yes!
The podcast is open. The wine is flowing.
Ooh,
one
she's
is
moved.
Happy. Oh, wow.
Smell
have a
those.
Nip of those.
I bet they're very cheesy.
Oh, crumbs.
Have a nip of those, Ma.
It's like your gusset.
Oh, have a nip of those, Agnes. He was talking about you, Agnes, then.
What does it smell like, Mum?
Crisps.
Carl's pants.
Feet!
Feet!
That's part of it.
Oh, smells quite nice. Does anybody want to delve in and try one?
I'll try one of your zinger things.
You have to try one.
Yeah. We did have chips earlier, didn't we? Before we started the podcast.
Yeah, fish and chips are nice.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Spicy.
They are really nice.
Yeah. There you go. Pour some of those into a bowl.
Oh my God, they're really nice.
What could be?
Good with wine.
Very nice with wine. Would you like a glass of wine?
I'll have a souson.
You can have a little souson.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Look at our room.
And a little bowl, do you think?
No, I'll just put it in the glass.
Well, it's Glenn we're talking about. I mean, everybody knows now. After your, what was it? Toffee vodka scenario.
Well, that was a month ago.
Very nice, Mum. Honestly, you could get absolutely wasted on that because it tastes so nice.
I want to see Ange absolutely shit-faced.
I've seen her once. She'll deny it. There you go.
Well, that's fine. Thank you, Carly.
There you go. Did you hear that then?
Yeah, well, go on, look.
I said, I've seen her once and she'll say, I said she'll deny it. And straight away, I've never been drunk.
I haven't.
Not even on a cherry brandy?
No, I haven't.
A snowball?
Never been drunk.
What Baby Sham?
What she's referring to...
Blue Nun?
Is where... It's getting a bit tipsy, which is not the same thing.
No, that's what I meant.
You didn't. You said I've seen a drunk.
All right, tipsy, merry, happy.
That's
yeah.
That's really nice wine, what is it?
And she was a very nice drunk too. I mean, tipsy person.
She's a fucking horrible sober.
Oh, that's mean.
Oh, come on.
I know it's the mother-in-law joke. Anyway, chin-chin up
chin,
your
chin,
bum.
Chin-chin, cheers. Yes. Thank you very much.
She had a mother-in-law joke on Ideal World.
Did they? Was it as good as Carl's?
About the same. He said she was a bloody witch. I thought he's been listening.
Mm.
Very nice.
Oh, my God, he's lovely.
Yeah, fill your boots.
They're quite hot, really, aren't they?
Yeah, the Zinger Burger flavours, yeah.
I'm trying not to go near the microphone because poor everybody at home will just be like, oh my God, shut up.
Well, anybody listens to the podcast and they're doing it right, they're eating as well. They're eating with us.
I'm sorry, I can't hear because my mother's reacting on in my ear.
I thought you were going to say you couldn't hear because you're crunching so loudly in your
own. And that too, yes. What did you
Yes,
say?
Anyone listening is doing this right should be eating with us as well.
Mm.
Eating their snacks.
Definitely. And also, Agnes brought over today...
She was dressed all in black, wasn't she, when she delivered
these?
She
was. It was the milk tray man arrived. And we have a nice big box of that.
Do you remember not that long ago? And it was, well, they did
a competition
for the new
milk tray man.
Milk tray man. And it lasted, I think, one commercial.
Yeah.
And they went, well, that didn't go down very well.
I think he was from Warrington. Yeah.
What was from Warrington?
The new milk tray man.
Was he really?
No.
He used to leave his little card.
Yep.
Oh, I liked it. I just went like that. Proper old lady.
Salivating.
Yeah, I think the trouble is today, the concept of a man sneaking into your bedroom at night all dressed in black, leaving you chocolates and a card and then leaving again is called stalking.
This is true.
Well,
you, if you dressed up in black and left me a card and chocolates, I'd find that very sexy.
What, even if you didn't know him?
No. No, we called it in. I knew it was Carl. I'd be like, oh, hello.
Actually, do you know what? I actually haven't bought you chocolates for a while, have I?
Or me. You used to buy me chocolates.
What, have you got any?
He bought you fish and chips.
Yeah. You did used to buy me
actual chocolates,
have
I?
Oh, nice. What's to get you drunk, is it?
You
didn't
used to buy me anything. We're all having separate conversations.
We are. Shall I split them into stories?
I've been bought you flowers.
You always buy me things.
We're
all chatting. It's like having dinner, isn't it?
I've split the...
Have you split?
I've panned everything.
You've panned everything. You enjoying that wine?
Oh, it's delicious.
It's very nice, isn't it?
Thanks very much, yeah.
You're very welcome.
Right, it's actually making me dizzy, this panning left and right, so I'm stopping it now.
Anyway, there you go. You've had the ambiance. So anyway... How was your day?
How was your day?
Question, thanks. I had a look at Netflix today.
Oh, did you?
And there's some films that have come up recently that I've not seen before, and I might have seen advertised recently. Thought, oh, would I pay money to go and watch that in a cinema? And it's now on Netflix. I'm thinking, well, I'll give it a go. One of them was Yesterday. It was called.
The
Danny
Beatles
Boyle film.
One.
Yeah, about
the Beatles. It's fantastic. It made me cry when the bit where they go to John Lennon's house.
Yes, no spoilers. It was very, very good and cleverly done. And those two people who looked like they were after him as well.
And I got very upset when Ed Sheeran was in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really did, because I just thought, I know, including our friend Jenny, the tourist, the tour guide. Thank you, not tour guide.
Travel agent.
We both the travel agent.
We both there. What are we just? Are we on one, eh?
Sorry.
You did get possessed by something. Forgot what I was talking about.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I did. I got really upset. And I know lots of people really, really love him, obviously. But for me, I don't get it.
I really don't get it.
Hang on a minute. And I know you do. And I just don't understand it. So for me, when they put Ed Sheeran in a Beatles movie, I thought, no.
Don't you think it showed the fact that, as good as a musician he may well be, his music doesn't stand up to anything the Beatles have done? Which
no.
I think that's what the message was. It was about, you know,
it was,
the Beatles' music being better than his.
As soon as his face was, I thought, oh, not again. Why is he going to be on everything, you know?
The thing is, I know what you said about Ed Sheeran, but I am so sick and tired of some manufactured boy band crap that is out there, of all these sort of talent shows, and I'm not knocking, because everyone, you know, all these people want fame, they want to be discovered, and I get that, but it kills the actual talent of these young bands going around from pub to pub to club to club, learning their trade, basically doing an apprenticeship like they should do. It gives them a strong foundation, it connects the band together and moves them forward, not just being picked by some guy and going like you.
And he's an unlikely looking pop star, isn't he, as well?
It's just his talent that's done it. It's the fact that his music, and he stands on stage and doesn't do anything, so it proves his music can reach through to all these people and become one of the, if not the highest paid musician year on year that there's ever been.
I know what you're saying. No, good luck to him. I'm just saying in my opinion, for me personally, it's overexposure, but not just that. For me, to, you know, there hasn't been a talent since, I suppose, George Michael would be the last one, really. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, George Michael. Before that was Queen. You know, all these amazing bands. You know, the Beatles, Elvis, all of that. The Rolling Stones. There's been nothing since then, for me, personally.
Yeah.
And Ed Sheeran is just overexposure. And he walks out on stage, and I think, for me, you've got to have the whole package. And for me, he doesn't have the whole package. Oh, he's an amazing singer-songwriter. You can't fault that. Fantastic.
True.
But for me, there's no sex appeal. There's no stage presence. And yet, Jenny, you ask her about Ed Sheeran, she goes all funny. She really does. She's got a cardboard cut out of him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she upset. She thinks he's the sexiest thing on legs. I mean, come on, Jenny. Come on.
Give your head a rattle.
But the thing is, unfortunately, with the way music is, and don't forget, it's not about how good you are. It's about if you tick the right box.
Specific things, so people
in the industry can make more money. And that's the sad thing, is real talent is being lost daily. You'll never get another Elvis, you'll never get another Beatles,
and you'll never get another Carl Beatty ever.
No. But you're right about Ed Sheeran in a way. I did go and watch him at the City of Manchester Stadium a good few years ago, and his songs were brilliant. He sounded great in a stadium, but as you say, he doesn't do anything on stage. He just stood there. There was a lighting display on behind him and stuff like that, but there was no stage presence, really. It was just, and it was such a massive venue. I think he'd be more suited to smaller arenas and theatres in that respect.
Can he afford to do them?
But yes, I enjoyed his music, but I didn't. But the stadium was too big.
That's way too grown up.
That was a bit. It was a bit.
And I was only talking about this film yesterday.
Ted's bollocks. There you go.
What was the other film?
Did you just say that word?
I don't know what you mean.
What was the other film? You said there was two.
No, it was just that one, really.
Yesterday.
I did enjoy it as well, by the way. Yeah, and the John Lennon thing you hit on there was
that all on your day.
Well, it was this morning before I came here. So.
Clever.
Yeah, so
really, it was really, really
just
busy.
Nice to watch a cheeky little film.
What was that film you were telling me the other night, watching on Channel 81?
No, it wasn't a film on Channel 81. No, it's Mum's favourite channel. It's the classic movies.
Oh yeah,
oh, I love that.
But it was the other morning. Again, I switched on. It was at the weekend, about 8 or 9 in the morning, and they were running an episode of The Champions.
Yeah,
with William Gaunt.
Yeah,
and it was just great. It's cheesy but brilliant.
And I don't know the Champions.
The people who work for an agency, because they had a plane crash somewhere over Tibet, and they were rescued, and they were given given special powers. They could all communicate with each other. One had super sense of theory.
Oh, I don't know it.
Yeah, I think a bit like the Avengers, that style of program, but with three agents, but they have these powers. Well, you'll know it as soon as you'll know the new theme tune.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like this.
I just love that. It's good. But the one I have been watching, and I've taped most of them, but I need to have a word with whoever it is that I've taped it off of. Recorded it off of on the TV. Is I've been watching Randall Hopkirk. Now, people don't realise it, as I didn't, but they only ever did one series.
Yeah.
It was like 26 episodes.
Oh, I see.
And they actually only got up to 18 episodes. Now they're going back and starting to record them again. I'm thinking, I want to see the rest.
What's going on? Why do they do that?
Because they're naughty.
And I'm very upset with Amazon. Very upset with Amazon.
Why? Is this part of your day?
Well, yes, it is, actually.
How was your day?
Thank you. Amazon Prime, and they're going, yes, I quite fancy watching. I can't even remember what it was now. And you pay your money per month for your Amazon Prime. And then you click on, and you have to pay something like $5.99 to watch a movie.
Yes, you
and
have to click on the option that says free to me.
I know that, but I think they're putting...
It's misleading.
It is misleading. They're putting more and more films on where you've got to pay, and a lot of the shitty ones that you get for free.
I have to say, though, some of this stuff on Amazon, which you can upload just about anything to Amazon for free, and some of the quality is just appalling. I mean, there's some stuff on there that... You sit some not TV shows, they've never been on TV. The great thing is it helps sort of the amateur people get some of their stuff shown, I guess. Mm. But you look at it and the quality is so appallingly bad, it's difficult to watch. And that includes movies as well as, episodes of whatever it is that's up there. But some of it you think, did you actually watch that and think that was even worth putting up? But and it's becoming a little bit like YouTube. Then they need to change it. They need to get their standards to a certainly a very basic minimum level, because you're getting it's just some of it is absolutely appalling.
I keep seeing Most Haunted come up on Amazon, and I go, dare I watch it? Dare I watch that? And I only
the old ones. Aren't
the
they?
Old ones. I'd love to see the old ones. I'm not ready yet because I never watch myself if I can help it. I never ever watch myself. I feel really uncomfortable.
I bought the first and second series on Amazon.
Did you really? So I will maybe in another few years I might settle down to watch it. And laugh at some of the
very
things.
Very good.
I know. Anyway.
A lot of people are watching them and loving them. But the thing is, I think they've been around for so long now.
Yeah.
And I think they've been seen a lot.
They're becoming what you call a cult classic.
Mm. They are.
A cult classic.
And speaking of cult classic, I'm now going to open the Milky Way. How was your day, Mr. Beatty?
Well, I've got a little confession to make.
Oh, God.
Oh, bless you, Father, for we have sinned.
Yeah.
I have not quite sinned. I part sinned.
Oh. Why am I looking at you? What's going on? What have you done?
No, I didn't actually do anything.
You bought that Capri, haven't you?
No. After last week, I got a serious telling off.
Okay.
Serious telling off.
Right.
I'm sat here looking at that box
Anyway, I was going to surprise you with something today, but I decided not to because I remember our conversations about not getting another dog.
You haven't.
No, I didn't. I almost did. I was that close.
What flavour dog was it?
Well, you see, we've had a guy around doing some building work for us, Twiggy, who's absolutely brilliant. And he just showed us this picture of this dog that is I didn't know it was a thing. It's a cross between a Rottweiler and a Burmese Mountain Dog.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't even think what a Burmese Mountain Dog looks like, but it sounds huge. Yeah.
When they're big, they can be up to like 15 stone. I mean, they're huge.
Wow.
You imagine that crossed with a Rottweiler. I mean,
fierce.
And you know, I like big dogs.
That's why you love me.
And anyway, so he kept showing these puppies. Oh, there's another male left. I wanted a boy one, and I'm a little bit impulsive, and so I thought, I wonder what Yvette would do if I just came back with one. Because we've had the chat, and she said something about separating me from my testicles.
Oh, okay.
If I did.
No, I didn't.
Not the dog.
No, actually, to be fair, I didn't.
I said, if you really want it, then you can have it.
And what about the dog?
Exactly. I'm opening the milk crate. Can you hear?
It sounds
my
great.
My God, it's... Oh, my God.
I went to see it. Fell in love with it, but didn't bite.
Oh.
You went to see it?
Yeah, I went
when
to see it.
When did you see it?
Only today. Yeah, when I said to you I was going up to B&Q.
Oh!
You went to see a man about a dog?
No, not at all.
But you didn't do it.
Well, no, because I just thought to myself, even though it, you know, if I'm buying you a surprise, it should be a surprise just for you. It shouldn't be me buying a surprise, me buying a present for me that's going to be a surprise for you.
Well, yes, it'd just be shit, more shit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but as long as you don't mind cleaning it up, I'm fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I've now managed to open up the milk tray.
Is there a map?
Hey! There is a map. Hooray! Let me pass.
Just got a whiff of those chocolates.
That like, right? No, wasn't the chocolates, love.
That was a really good voice. It was, I don't know, there was a little bit of movement. I was quite turned on, but quite put off at the same time.
Oh, here they come, here they come. Here they are. The ducks. Here they come. They're going to shit on the floor, as usual.
Pick them out.
All right, plum sauce. What they do is, how about they usually go down there, have some of the dog food, and then they come back, have some water, and then they go again.
Say, this is lovely.
It's the food. Oh,
is there a?
They just came in proud as punch, didn't they?
But if you leave the top open, they fly in.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Cheeky sauce.
And shit all over the kitchen floor. Or was that Carl?
Right, probably. I'm just looking for the...
We're all having a bit of a break here while we munch on the Milky Way.
Yes.
I mean, the, what's milk it called? Tray. Milk tray.
How's your teeth, Ma?
They're not bad.
You've got me saying Ma now.
Yeah. Ma, how are they?
I don't know what that is.
Is the caramel holding the teeth in, Agnes?
Yeah, I love how you're bombarding her with questions. She's got a mouthful of chocolate.
Yeah, I'll be good ones soon.
Oh, from which end? Both, yeah.
Now then, it's time to find out if we can get Will out of the cupboard to perform for us once again for
doing?
Correspondence Corner.
Is he live again from I think we should use the one from last week. Please, because it's so good.
Okay.
So this is Correspondence Corner live from Hollywood, California, Los Angeles. And it goes something a little bit like, Correspondence Corner, another message from another caller. Correspondence Corner. Another message and... Oh, I fucked it.
A couple of emails there, Yvette. Would you like to be honest?
Right. Oh. Right. This is from Eden. What a great name. Well, hello to Glenith, Yvette. I love how people are calling you Glenith.
Yes.
Right, hello to Glenith, Yvette, Carl, Mary, the mothers... and William in the cupboard under the stairs. I so miss seeing you all at Accrington Police Station ghost hunting experience, but hope to see you soon. I'm so happy that I found your podcast, and like others, I'm currently way behind. Currently on episode 41 and catching up rapidly as I've just finished my second year of university. I have to tell you about the names that you just have to change that I came across. My auntie worked at an international boarding school called St. Bede's, and a student from China came over to join in the next academic year. His name was Fuckley Ho. But pronounced Fuck Lick Who.
So it was spelt
F-U-C.
Say it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
L-I.
Say it.
Lee.
Yeah.
Ho. H-O-E.
Fuckley Ho.
Fuckley Ho.
But pronounced
Fuck Lick Who. And also, the school is based outside Lower Dicker, which is near Upper Dicker, where your first Most Haunted episode was filmed at Michelin Priory. Love to see this being read out, and love you all. Love the cheesy balls, and see you soon. From the guy that lived at Accrington Police Station, Eden.
Fuck Lick Who.
There we are.
Lower Dicker.
Haven't seen Eden for ages.
There we go.
Haven't seen Eden for ages and ages and ages.
No, me either. There's an email here from Stephen Evans. Good Evans, we said.
Good Evans.
Hello, Glenn, Yvette, Carl and the rest of the gang. Just listen to podcast 55, driving from Plymouth to North Devon to finally meet our new great niece. Was very shocked to hear a lovely shout out from my other half, Steve Tanton. Yet again, you've made us both laugh our asses off and help our long journey very enjoyable. Just saw the attached picture and knew straight away who I needed to share it with. I mean, surely you'd change your name, keep the laughs coming. So you change your name. Would you like to read this out, Carl?
Nice. Wilma Dickfit.
No!
Wilma Dickfit. No! Wilma Dickfit.
No way! You would change your name.
It's a Facebook profile, isn't it?
Wow.
Out of the many thousands of people that are following, that listen to us, now this has got ad friend. Now, Wilma W-I-L-M-A. Dick fit is exactly how it's pronounced. Look her up and add her as a friend.
I'm doing it now.
Just so she can literally get loads of friend requests.
Right, here we go. I'm going on Facebook now.
Wilma Dickfit.
And I'm typing in...
Wilma Dickfit. I'm going to do it as well. I don't know what
it says. I hope it's genuine.
Dickfit. Is it with two... No, just one.
Oh, my God. There's three of them.
Wilma. We couldn't find anything to show for Wilma Dickfit.
Well, Wilma Dickfit, that's not her face in any of those, though.
No, there must be more.
Wilma Dickfit with a W... Oh, there you go. Wilma Dickfit. With two T's.
No.
See all. There's loads of Wilma Dickfits.
Some of the pictures are a bit dubious, mind.
Oh, my God. Yes, they are. A lot of porny porn. What
about, is that... That's the...
Wilma Dickfit. My God, you change your name. It's got to be a laugh one.
It's
got to
be, hasn't it? It's got to be
definitely,
a comedy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so maybe not, because once you put that in, there's so many people, and we can't find the actual...
picture of her.
I found one here that says Wilma Dickfit is in a relationship with Phil McCracken.
Brilliant. Oh, Phil McCracken. I love names.
Oh, dear.
We wouldn't know what to call you.
That's true.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Now, we can go into what's that sound now, because we still haven't got any correct answers dropping in. Here's how the sound sounds. And Matt Bear Clark, who supplied the sound, has come to our rescue and said, it's time we gave a clue.
Okay.
So he's written for it. Says, "Hi, fabulous people. Are you still using what's that sound? Here's a hint and a clue. I give you the backstory in case." And his backstory behind recording the sound was, "So I've apparently reached the age where I occasionally wake up and think, what's this crusty shit on my face? Oh. Have I spent the entire night drooling and snoring? Am I secretly sleepwalk snacking? Or more likely, has the husband been tanking one off over my face?
Oh, no.
Whilst I sleep? So I invested in this." So that's the sound. Something that you would use to help clean you up.
Right.
So that's the clue. He also says, P.S., how were the pasties? Did you get some pasties?
They were lovely.
They were absolutely gorgeous.
You cannot beat a Cornish pasty.
No.
You just can't.
Certainly can't.
You can get any pasty.
If I left you alone with all those pasties...
I'd writhe around in them.
Yeah, you would.
In a cheese and onion pasty.
Yeah, thank you for the pasties. Much appreciated.
Delicious, Marsh.
Yes.
There we are. So that's our correspondence for this week. If you want to send in some emails...
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com. Coming to you weekly.
Boom, shot. Good luck.
How is everyone enjoying the weekly podcast?
Yes, because, do let us know.
Yeah, because it's quite a thing, isn't it, to go from doing a month to month and beyond, because it's not just every month, is it?
Sometimes do you prefer them weekly, or would you like them monthly?
Do you want it once a week, sir? Suits you, sir. Doesn't matter, wants it monthly. Do let us know.
Yes.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Excellent.
So next, I believe...
Oh, yes. Is it a word to the mothers?
It is a word to the mothers.
A word to the mothers!
A word to the mothers.
Agnes and Angela's word definitions in mums and words.
And my mum sit there every time they come on. They go, "Oh my god!"
They sink into their chairs and their faces fill with dread.
They love it.
No, we don't.
Go on. It'll be easier than last week, you two. So.
That was bad last week. That was a horrible one.
It was bad.
It was tricky.
Can you remember what that was last week? What was it called?
Yes.
What was it?
Goat.
Yes, goats.
Well done.
Goats. Well done. Yes. Okay, so are we ready?
Yes.
This week's words to your mother. Is what is queening? Queening.
How does it go?
Queening.
Queening.
Queening. How many bleeding times I have to say it?
Queening.
Queening. Right.
Didn't we have something like this once upon a time? Queefing. Queefing. We had queefing, didn't we?
We did. Yes. And what's that?
Bloody hell. Queefing. Queefing.
Come on, mother. You do it a lot.
Pardon? Queefing. I know the word, but I can't remember what it meant now. But we're not looking at that, are we, today?
You know what queefing means.
I swear on my life, on my dog's life, on your life.
Hey, don't swear on our lives, and don't swear on Maggie's life. Do what you like with yours.
I know the word, I said it, but I don't know what that means. I've forgotten. No. Do you remember?
No.
But it's not that word today, is it?
No.
It's queening.
Queening.
It's somebody that can't speak very well when they're going queening. They're doing a bit of queening.
That's actually very good,
That's good.
But it's not that.
It's not that.
That way, in your minds, that would be a perfect answer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But it isn't that.
If I could remember, is it like the queefing, but is it sort of similar?
Well, if it was like the queefing, you still wouldn't be able to describe it because you don't know what that is anymore.
But that's what I'm waiting for. Is it sound like the queening?
It's not the same as queefing, no. Queefing is when you make a farting noise from your front bottom.
That's it, right. And this is queening.
Queening. What do you think it could be? What does a queen do? What does a queen do?
She waves a lot.
What does she do?
The world. Queens are over everybody.
She what?
Queens are whatever, you know, everybody. You know, I'm me, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I can't even think of anything that's rude, because it will be, won't it?
Yeah.
I bet it's some brush stuck up your arse or something. Something absolutely disgraceful. Is it a brush stuck up?
No, it's not a brush stuck up your bum.
Something you stick in your mouth?
No.
Queening. Queen, can you give us a clue?
Well, I have. I've just said, what does a queen do? You know, she's...
She's very posh.
Well, she is very posh. Mm. She doesn't stand all the time. She...
Sits.
There's a clue. Mm.
Queening. She's sitting on the
sitting
toilet.
Over the throne.
Sorry. She's sitting on
the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, she's not sitting on the toilet.
She's on the B-day then.
No.
It's hard work, isn't it?
She's not sitting on a toilet.
Sitting over a human.
She's not sitting on somebody's
sitting
willy.
Over a human.
Sitting on over a human. Yes, so on close.
A on a willy.
On a willy.
Do you mean that sitting on a
No.
What do you mean?
What do you mean then, sitting on a body, a person?
A human being.
Yes. Yes. Sitting how on them? What are they...
What?
In what way are they sitting on someone?
Is she straddling a person?
On their face?
Is she sitting on their face? Is that what it is? Queening?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. Look at her. Oh.
There's some funny folk.
Wouldn't like to be going out with anybody now, would you?
Oh God, no.
Queenie. So if the Asda delivery guy comes around and says, "Do you fancy a bit of queening?" You know exactly what to say.
What
would you say, Mum?
If he came to the door, said, "Queening," I'd say, "Yes, I'd like the bathroom done."
What?
Cleaning.
Okay. Very good. And that ends our mother word for the mothers.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mums and Words.
Love it. If you've got any suggestions for mum, word to the mothers as well, by the way,
send
them in.
Yes,
please.
To hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Now, shall we phone Jen Jennery?
Let's phone Jen Jennery.
Jenny's.
What top tips can she give us this week for going away? You see, hundreds of people around the world have already taken her advice and gone to the many different places.
And got lost.
Yeah.
Probably because they booked with Jenny.
But she could start her own tour thing, couldn't she? Tour operator service. But with Jenny. But with confidence. Know where you're going with Jenny.
Hello. Jenny, travel agent extraordinaire.
Hooray!
Jenny. It's only us. We've had so many people wanting to know more places that they can travel and visit throughout the world. So obviously you were our, you know, first port of call. So we would like to know, we're thinking more of the tropics, we're thinking more of a jungle. Where would you say that it would be a great place for people to go and explore, be on a bit of an adventure?
A trek.
Well, I know there's somewhere, it's called the Amazon. That's a big jungle, if they fancy that.
What?
The Amazon.
The Amazon.
Oh, right.
Jungle.
Yeah, are there any specific places within the Amazon?
Well, there's lots of places with, like, trees and rocks and some waterfalls. There's lots of animals as well. Can't remember the names of these places, but I know they're quite big.
And what? Whereabouts is the Amazon?
You've got to sort of travel for approximately, if you was going on a direct flight, it would take roughly about a week to get there.
A week on a flight?
Well,
that's closer to Australia then, isn't it?
It only takes 4 hours to get to Australia and, well...
Yeah, it's actually further than Australia. And I wouldn't advise going there for a few days, because if it takes a week to get there, by the time you've unpacked, you'll be coming back.
So you're saying that it's not a good idea to go to the Amazon and do any trekking whatsoever, really, because it's pointless?
Well, it's good if you live in Amazon, but if you don't live in the Amazon, then no, I wouldn't bother.
Also, what about jabs? Do you have to take jabs and malaria tablets?
Yes.
That's sorted out then. In that case,
what if he wanted to go on like a spiritual quest to say the Himalayas?
Yeah, you can go there if you want.
How would we do that though?
You'd have to fly, but it'd have to be a plane that goes high, because they're quite high at Himalayas, aren't they?
Is that opposed to a plane that goes very low?
Yes.
Wonderful. Any more questions?
A plane that goes really high so it can reach the summit and then drop you off it. Not off the summit, but off the plane.
Whereabouts are the Himalayas in the world?
The Himalayas in the world are... We're looking at lines of Africa way. So if you go along Africa, get into, I know there's a place called Botswana, that's near there. Oh, hang on, Kingston. Kingstown.
Jamaica.
So we go to the Jamaican Himalayas.
But it's on the way, so you can get a flight there, refuel your flight so you can get up high onto the mountains of the Himalayas, so, and then you...
The plane lands on the Himalayas. Out.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Can we book? Can we? Everybody want to go? Do you want
to
go?
We'd
like to book that, Jenny, please.
Yes, I would advise that you need a good set of walking boots, because it's quite a long walk up that mountain.
Oh, no, but you said the plane lands on the mountain.
It does, but there's a certain landing spot, probably about, I'd say it's a couple of days' walk from the actual top. But if you don't have good walking boots and you just have trainers, you could slip, because I think it's a bit wet up there.
Wet at the top of the mountain. All right. Yes. Now, there's a few listeners wanting to know about the United States and going there, and they'd like to fly to the nation's capital. Can you tell us where that is?
Right, we can fly to New York. That's not that far. It's not as far as Australia, but it's as far as... No, it's about 3 days.
Yeah, it's
a few days.
But they want to go to the capital of America, so where is that?
New York.
What?
It's New York's the capital?
No, it isn't, though.
Have they changed it recently?
Well, this is the problem I'm having at the moment. Global warming, right? Years ago, it was fine, but now with global warming, the water's rising. Places are moving slightly, aren't they? So you don't really know where you're going until you get there. Because it'll move a little bit.
All right, well, if you're in New York and you got on a boat and sailed in that boat in a straight line from New York City across the Atlantic Ocean, where would the first piece of land be? Which country would it be if you headed east out of New York?
East, right, let me just...
Across the Atlantic.
Right, let me get this in my head. Right, New York. Can you get a boat from New York? Right, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. It's called the Titanic.
Yeah, a lot of them sank going and coming from.
All right, so it's near the sea then, New York. That's fine. I couldn't really land. Right, so if you go from New York in a boat, the first...
In a straight line heading east.
Miami.
Miami.
You did Miami first. Okay. You question that, won't it? You were trying to trick me then.
That was very good. Now, just before we go, Jenny, how much would it cost for us to go on our trek and adventure in the Himalayas?
Oh, if you're slumming it, you can get away with it for a couple of hundred. If you're going like 5-star or even 4-star, you're going to be looking at about £400-£500.
We'll sign us up.
Jenny, can you book that for us and let us know when we're going?
I will get that sorted for you and send the tickets to you.
Lovely, can't wait. Fantastic. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Jenny.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, and the bad news is Jenny's flying the plane.
Jenny's. But wait, the thing is, she actually was a travel agent.
I know.
That's the thing.
I know. She still is.
No, she does. Yeah, travel agent consultant, and obviously doing very well for herself.
Very cool. Wow. Oh my goodness me, that's fantastic. Things. Well, there we go.
Ooh.
Hey, can you hear it?
It's a little car arriving on the road.
My God.
Driscoll and Tarpley.
What's going to happen this week?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
The adventures of Mephistopheles and Dr. Driscoll.
Last week we left you hanging, didn't we? The suspense had you all chewing on your own legs. Yes? Well, let me tell you, it's only going to get worse, much worse. We join our crime fighters on board Dastardly David Dickinson's bargain hunt boat. He has already pushed the chafing buttock Dr. Driscoll down the stairs, and now he's about to capture an unsuspecting stupid Miss Tarpley. Ah, here she comes. She's stripped down to a skimpy bikini. Oh, my eyes! My eyes!
Well, ahoy there, Miss Tarpley. Careful now as you stretch your legs apart to stride into my Bertha. Ooh, what a lovely swimsuit you're wearing. It doesn't leave much to the imagination, does it? I think you've got one hanging there, Miss Tarpley. Dear God, have you got some wet cat stuffed in there?
Oh, that! Don't mind that, sir. It often pops... Don't mind that. It often pops out in the warmer weather. It has a mind of its own, you know. If you tickle it, it springs back up. Go on, give it a tickle, my good man.
No, you're all right, Miss Tarpley. I'm allergic to most crustaceans. Anyhow, come and wander and relax. Let's set sail and mess about on the water.
Oh, how lovely. But where's my husband, Dr. Driscoll?
Well, between us young things, I think he's having a bit of trouble with his anus. I've heard it, and he's got a mind of his own. Is everything all right, Miss Tarpley? You've gone quite pale.
No. Anything next to you looks pale. But no, I'm fine. It's just my truss is playing up again. I think I'll just sit down over here. Oh, how divine. Champagne.
Look at me! Deadly! It is the killer! Get off the boat! Save yourself!
What was that? Did you hear that, my good man?
Pardon?
I said, did you hear that? That mumbling, it sounded like Dr. Driscoll.
Stay quite still, Miss Tarpley, and don't move. Here, let me slide against you and press you for more champagne.
Is that the remnants of a toffee apple I see there on the table?
How incredibly deceptive you are, you little minx. Come here and kiss me. Then I'll show you my bargain. Any old shite collection of antique toffee apples. You'll want to see where I can put them. You'll be impressed. Enrique was, but he knew too much and had to go.
I knew it was you. You're the toffee apple murderer. Get your hands off me. I warn you, I won the Girl Guide Karate Taekwondo Judo Macrame and Knitting Championships back in 1905. My hands are as fast as an Aldi Till supervisor just about to clock off.
Come here. You can't escape. I'm David Dickinson, sexton and all-round bargain hunter and shite antique dealer. I will have you, you little big minx. Come to me! Come on! Oh, come on!
There follows a short interlude of sexually charged and suppressed chasing.
Miss Tarpley!
Miss Tarpley is very quick, but David seems to be weighed down by his fake gold jewellery.
Oh, me arse! No!
Dr. Driscoll, where did you come from? You've saved me, my hero!
What a piece of shite, my dear! I used his own murder weapon against him. I can deduce... Yes, he is quite dead.
Dun, dun, dun!
Quick, my love, there's no time. Here comes the floating boobies. I mean bobbies. Let's jump and swim back to Skegness. I feel much safer there.
Yes, let's. After you, my dear. I quite enjoyed that. What does this mean? Oh, my God. Maybe I'm a suppressed murderer. Maybe I'm gay. Or maybe I'm a lesbian. Or maybe I've woken up identifying as a murderer. Who knows? Oh, well. Back to Skeggy with the wife.
Well, I didn't see that coming. The murderer was caught and killed by a toffee apple up the rectum. I always knew there was something suspicious about David Dickinson. Funny old chap. It was his hair, I think. Join us next week for more ridiculous escapades with Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll. Terms and conditions apply.
Concluded. I never saw that coming, would you?
Do you think they'll make it back in one piece across the ocean? If Jenny's going, no!
Yeah. To answer that previous question, by the way, if anyone's interested, if you go from New York, you'd end up in Portugal. So there you are.
I would have thought it would be a bit
I just, when you said that's probably one of the most boring pieces of information.
Yeah, it was. And I actually went, answering that question.
There we go. Not Florida. But anyway, Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley, love that story. I look forward to the new adventures.
Yeah, who would have thought that David Dickinson...
I know!
Evil! What about him? Have you not been listening?
Yeah. This is where the mothers have zoned out again.
She's still thinking about queening.
She is.
Queening and queefing.
It's a vision she's got stuck in her head.
You can queef and queen at the same time.
What about David Dickinson?
Have you not been listening to the Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
I thought you meant the real David Dickinson. Something in the news.
That is the real David Dickinson.
It is!
Him and his boat.
He was actually talking. You've got to remember that Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley...
Very famous.
...is a real thing.
Right, oh, I remember
that. They film as they go. It's happened in real life.
Yeah. They record their adventures and drop them off for
cut
us.
Cut that out. We're not cutting that out whatsoever.
That's,
I think it's very
in.
Funny.
It's
staying
very endearing.
In that. It's wonderful.
By the way, mind hearing things. I can hear another car going up the driveway.
Yeah. It's always perfectly timed. Have
it's
you noticed?
Yeah.
It's perfectly timed. As soon as Miss Tarpley goes, do you think they're in cahoots with each other? Do you think they ring each other and say, "We're finished. Come in now."
Can you imagine Miss Tarpley with a mobile phone?
I don't think Miss Tarpley would actually deal with Reg.
Reg met Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure that even worth thinking about.
We should ask him.
Actually, do you know, I've just never asked, what colour do you think? What colour do you think Reg's car is? What
brown,
is Marina?
Shitty brown.
Is
I had it down as purple.
Did you?
I've never shitty seen brown. It because it just pulls up outside and I never get to go out.
What no. interior? What colour is the interior?
Like top. A velour kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
shitty.
Velour. It's a purple
velour
car with a bright red interior.
Is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you went far off
no,
there, were you?
Morris Marina all over.
And the number plate is JPG373K.
Is it really?
Yeah. Because people don't actually think that's a real... Reg is real and the car's real. And that's...
That is real. What was it? Do you know what I would like to do? Yeah, you're going to... Do you know what I'd like to do?
Go on.
I'd like to get Miss Tarpley in and Dr. Driscoll in and interview them.
Yes, yeah, we could do that.
Because we've never done that before. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would actually.
It would be very tricky because they're always out on adventures and trying to find dead bodies. Good luck, Carl.
Yeah, well, that's a good plan. Yeah, let's get an interview with them one day.
Do you think we can organise it for next week?
Yeah, I'm sure we can. Don't see the reason why we shouldn't. Oh, hello.
Here we go.
Here he is.
Hello.
Hiya, Reg.
Don't fucking talk. Oh. I need to sit the fuck down. I've had a bad week.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get a peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Reg. Reg, Conker, shut the fuck up.
It's okay.
Excuse me.
Don't you give me gems.
COVID.
Right.
Are you all right, Reg?
Don't talk to me. What did I say when I came in this room? What did I say? What did I say?
I said, all right, don't talk to you.
Right, okay, so don't talk to me.
Okay.
So why are you talking to me? Why? And now why are you ignoring me? Why are you ignoring...
Stop talking
to me! Sick of you, women. Ruining my life for me and Diddy.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't, you
exactly.
know.
Right. Can't win.
Diddy and I are not very happy. The cleaner came round and she's moved his platform club foot shoes.
Oh dear.
The poor bugger's been walking around in circles all week.
Not good, is it? Not good. Would you like a glass of wine?
Can you take... Are you saying I drink? You saying I drink?
Not at all. Would you like
a glass? You saying I drink?
No, but would you like a glass of wine?
No, thank you very much.
I'm just being polite.
I don't drink when I work.
No, of course you don't.
Don't drink. Never have done, never will. Do you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got me chucked out a rill.
So,
how are you doing for Stoke? Sorry to interrupt you there.
Stoke, my award-winning, sold-out tour of Stoke. Has done really well. Thank you for asking.
Good. That's
Glenn.
Good.
Shh, I'm talking to Glenn. Stop trying to stick your nose in everyone else's business. Right, okay, TV woman. Okay. Yeah, it's going great. The Half Moon Pub is all the tickets are gone there. You just can't get a ticket for love nor money.
Right.
Tickets
are
still for sale though.
Good, so that's good to know.
Capacity.
We got it. We're on the big stage.
Oh,
we're on the big stage. You can get 15. You know,
nice.
When it's packed, the atmosphere's great. Great, great.
And is that 15 with COVID audience restrictions?
Well, we don't bother with that because I'm psychic. I can tell if people have got COVID or not.
Okay.
So I can say you can fuck off. You can come in.
Right.
You see. That's the way it works.
I don't even doubt that.
Everywhere we went, there's an app. It was the Reg app for COVID. Fuck off, come in.
Yeah, I'm doing my own app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Reg Fuck Off app. It's got lots of different uses. You see, if you're dating someone, you know when a girl goes out for a date?
Yeah.
She doesn't really know the guy. But my app, you can just put your camera in his face. And it records his face. And it tells you if he's a nice guy or not.
Oh, that's good.
And after it's recorded, it'll say, fuck him or fuck off.
Love that.
So you go like that and go, fuck him. And then he gets fucked.
What about Agnes? Do you think that would work for Agnes?
Oh, it'll work for Agnes. As long as all her teeth can stay on the same fucking...
What about my mum?
Nothing's gonna fucking work for her. No, I'm not kidding. I've seen mummies in better fucking condition.
That's said to me.
Yeah, they were right. No, every time
Glenn?
She
what
sits,
Glenn?
Moves, there's dust everywhere.
What about Glenn?
Glenn's a very handsome man.
He is a handsome
and
man.
And I know there's lots of women who like Glenn and quite a few men.
Really? And
yeah.
Men?
And the thing is with Glenn, I think he wants to experiment. Because I'm psychic. I'm psychic, you see. Well, I can tell you, he went and bought one of those Gwyneth Paltrow's cloud candles. Right. No, because he thought, I don't know if I want a woman or a man. So he got his knife out and he whittled it a bit.
Did
and he
know?
Entered himself.
Glenn! again, did yeah. you?
I can safely say this is not true.
This is absolutely true. He doesn't want people to know because well, I'm psychic. I can read
money,
his mind.
If I spend that kind of money on a candle.
That's true.
So he was like, you know, I'm having woman, but I know what it's like to have a man. That's what he's saying, you see.
Right, I see.
So he's had Peltro's clout up him. So that's fine, you see. That's great. Anyway, I've not come here to talk about Gwyneth Peltro's vagina. What?
What's the matter?
Sorry, dear, it's all right.
What the fuck was that?
Nothing.
You're fucking interrupting me with my fucking do's. You fucking... There's no good you fucking waving your fucking hand. You fucking mummified cow.
I was just thinking, he'd have to be goats. He'd have to goats first.
You want to stretch his anus?
No, I want.
You're a dirty fella.
Down that road.
You're a dirty. You want to stretch his anus?
No, not me.
You leave Glenn's anus about.
Disgusting.
Leave him alone. You're a dirty hoa.
He's embarking on you.
Right. Okay.
It's amazing what crosses Angie's mind from time to time, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Okay.
She'll be thinking of that just before she gets to sleep at night.
Are you going to do a little reading?
I like to do a reading.
Okay.
The trouble is with your mother talking about asses, right?
Just looking at your shoes, they look like. What?
They look like special needs shoes. They do, they look like your feet need special needs.
You look like, you look like, do you know, I'm a doctor, she reads a dog, do you need all the time?
Small feet.
I'm the Duchess Weasel Dog. She's got these tiny little feet and these tiny trainers and she's just moving them about. Oh my god, I nearly died. I thought, was it somebody let a toddler in us?
How do you not fall over more often?
Oh my god, I nearly weed. I'm the Duchess Weasel Dog. Deedy dog. Have you seen him? Look at him.
I like cartoon fucking feet.
Oh my god. Right. Should we ring a call? Should we ring somebody?
I'd like that. I'd like that. Yes. It's been nice talking to you, but you're all boring me now.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Reg. I thought we were having a bit of a laugh there.
There's nothing funny about the spiritual world. It's a serious thing.
Now,
spirits.
Would you like me to ring someone?
Shut the fuck up. Talking to people. It's serious.
Sorry, I've got to take a picture of my mum's feet.
I don't get you. You don't look like
your feet.
They
look like
they fucking do.
Look at the way they are. I am a touch of feet.
Tiny little toes.
Yeah. Gonna have to put all these pictures on our
Instagram.
Instagram.
Have you fucking done.
Sorry,
the
yes.
The spirit world needs me.
Sorry, Reg, I forgot you were still here.
That's insulting to Reg.
He's shouting, no, but it's because he's shouting. Because he's like one of the family today.
It's a bit like TV with you, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
As I was trying to say earlier before her tiny feet got in the fucking way.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just got hysterical.
Shut the fuck up. Right.
Sorry.
Glenn.
Yes.
Start recording again in 3, 2, 1. The spirit world is a serious world. You're dealing with people's lives, deaths, loves lost, loves found. And spare me. Okay, now. Glenn.
Yes.
You may now call the number.
Okay, I think when I call this number, Reg, we're killing two birds with one stone. You get a reading and we get somebody familiar to us.
I don't know who you're calling.
Hello?
Hello? Who's that there? Don't say your name. Don't say your name. Right, okay.
Hello.
It's Reg here, Reg Corker, world famous psychic medium, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clair something else. Right, I know what you're thinking before you think it. I know what you're doing before you
do it. I bet you do.
And I know where you've been before you've gone there. Right, okay. I need to try and connect with you. So what I need you to do is clear your mind. Clear your mind. Empty your mind. Empty it. Get all that porn out of there. Get all of that stuff, that dirt. The dirt. The daily dirt. That you've got in your mind. You're a dirty man. I can see the dirt. I can see the darkness of the dirt. Coming out of your mind. Clear your mind. Okay.
I'm trying.
Shut the fuck up. Right. Just clear your fucking mind and shut the fuck up. Right. Radio man.
Oh, yeah.
Stop blowing your fucking nose.
And
listen to what I'm fucking saying.
I'm
right, cut that bit out because I'm a nice guy. All right, now start recording again in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Spare me. I'm trying to connect with a brother, a friend, a fellow human being. Can you connect with us both? Can you splash us both with your spiritual love? Oh, that's nice. Tickle me there. No, don't move. Don't you fucking move, spare me. There you go. Yeah, there. No, don't move, there. Great, okay. Okay, you're in me now, spare me. Right, brother, on the other side of this phone. Okay. I'm getting a fire! A fire! Show me a fire! Okay, and someone's head! Right, okay, why is that? Someone's head is on fire! He's saying, I'm getting. Spare me, what's that? Burn! Burn head! Burn head! What's that? Does this mean anything to you, burn head?
I didn't know where that was going.
What are you fucking laughing at?
Nothing. I'm taking it seriously.
I'm fucking up.
Clear your mind.
I've got royalty wanting my spiritual insight. And I'm doing it to you. What's Burnhead?
It's close enough.
Well, fucking fill me in, you twat. Can you fucking...
What does it mean? You need to tell him.
Bernard, my name's Bernard.
Right, okay. Just chill out there, Burnhead. Glenn.
Yes.
Right, what I need you to do...
Uh-huh.
..is cut that bit out, right, and start again.
Right, okay, right.
Start recording again in 3, 2, 1. Burnhead.
Yeah.
Does Burnhead mean something to you?
Well, it's my name, near enough.
Burnhead. Do your parents not like you or something? Do they not?
Burnhead. Something like that.
What did they fucking say? I'm going to call my son Burnhead. It's like, oh, well, let's have another one, call him Arsewipe. What the fuck is that all about? Anyway, Burnhead.
You realise we're going to call
Burnhead. Okay, Burnhead. I'm getting something peculiar. Something peculiar about you, Burnhead. Right, I've got you bent over. Okay. Does ghosts mean anything to you? Stretching your anus.
What?
Stretching your anus. You're sticking stuff inside you. pretending it got there at night and he didn't know what it was. That's what I'm getting, Burnhead. Does that mean anything to you, Burnhead?
Possibly.
You're a dirty man. You're a dirty man. I've got nothing else to say. I'm not doing this porn. Okay. I'm just not doing this porn no more.
I expect you to spend now.
Just terminate this call.
I will.
This man is unsalvageable.
Unsalvageable?
Yes, he is. He's a dirty man. He's a stanky man.
Thank you, Bernard.
I'm not putting up with this no more. You can fuck yourself. No, that's disgusting.
Registered hands up in
hands
in
and
disgust
of your own anus.
Oh my god!
I believe
it. Here he's going.
Burnhead. Who the fucking hell called their kid Burnhead?
Bye, Reg. I've never seen him leave like that before.
Hey, welcome to my fucking family. Here's my cousin's shit face.
Turned out nice again, hasn't it?
Reg Cocker, Reg Cocker brings love and light to you.
Mrs. lost it! I'm Mrs. lost it!
He's barged back. He's in disgust, wasn't he? He was disgusted.
Oh my god!
What was from?
He reached out to Bernard.
Burnhead. Yeah, you've got to call him Burnhead from now on.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There we are. Well,
wow.
He was good, though.
That was good. You got it right.
Why was he angry?
Well, because he was obviously in connection with what Bernard had been putting up his bottom.
Everyone's got to have a hobby.
But Bernard has always said that he was getting into bed and he's ended up with his wife's false fingernail up his bum.
Yeah, and the Fitbit watch
and everything. But Reg has basically saying that was no accident. He was putting them up there on purpose.
Wow. And he left in disgust.
We don't really know whether he is or not, to be fair. Because to be honest, I mean, I know we're not recording now, but Bernard, you know, I've always had my doubts. No, it's only because when he said to me, he said, have you got long fingernails? And I said, I've got one. He said, can you stick up my arse? And I thought, he's not accidentally getting those up his arse.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, that's a revelation.
Well, and there goes another episode.
Wow.
Of our Anytime podcast.
Get the emails coming in
to
all our subjects.
Hello. What is the podcast address, Agnes?
Anytime.
No, it starts with hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Anytime.
At.
Hello at.
Hello at anytime.
Podcast.
Hello at anytime podcast.
I'll give you a clue. It's written on top of the microphone.
Oh, okay. Say that in the first bloody time. Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Yes, well done, Agnes. We got there. We will see you next time, next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye bye. Anybody for a fudge fairy?
Oh, why not?
Oh, we're going to go.
Now, who's still wrinkly after being in this spa all day?
I know, my God.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now, their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time.
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
If you look around, there are so many ways to make a difference. At Capella University, our FlexPath format gives you a different way to earn your degree. Take courses at your speed. Move on whenever you're ready. Education should fit your life. Learn more at capella.edu.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.